When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I am so pumped you're here today. Today is a fun little solo episode all about how to glow up, level up, at the halfway mark of the year, because we are halfway through the year, which is genuinely so crazy to me. I saw this reel actually yesterday and it gave me the inspiration for this podcast episode. This girl made a little reel with some fun ideas in different areas of your life where you can really quote unquote glow up or level up, become the best you. Thought it'd be really fun to dive into that today, but in a different sense. I want to start off the episode with a 5-step goal setting plan, because at the beginning of the year, I feel like we do this, but let's be real. By the halfway mark, I think it's really easy to fall off of our goals, and I'm here to be your motivating, inspiring virtual bestie, and I want to truly, truly help each other become the best versions of ourselves. And that being said, I think it's so good to have goals all year round. Obviously, goals change. Obviously, priorities change. And I think it'd be so fun to refresh our goals today, have a little summer goal refresh, and really just become our best selves and finish off the year really strong and amazing. So I'm going to do a 5-step plan, and then I want to dive into some just fun ideas I have for different areas where we can glow up in our mind, in our body, and in our spirit. I have a whole episode on mind, body, spirit, healthy girl summer. So if you want even more ideas, go listen to that series. That was a couple weeks ago that I had that series and it was super fun. But anyways, before we dive into the episode topic, let's start off with a little self check-in. This is a time to just ground ourselves, see how we're doing, see how we're feeling, and then go from there. So wherever you are, just take a deep inhale through your nose, growing nice and tall with your breath. And then exhale out anything that's not serving you. Just release it with your breath. Imagine your breath is like a waterfall, washing your mind clean of anything that's not serving you. Okay, now ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not too hot, how am I doing today? And then a follow-up question that we always ask is, why? Why do I feel like this? And now ask yourself, what is something I can do today to fill my cup a little bit more, maybe increase that number on the scale, and feel like the best me? All right, now ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you've listened to the podcast before, you already know. Grab your water and let's hydrate our hot bods in 3, 2, 1. Cheers to summer hydration. Literally so important to hydrate. Oh my goodness, it is boiling hot in Florida. Probably feels a lot hotter because I'm pregnant. But regardless, definitely, definitely important to hydrate. Don't forget about it. Your body needs water to feel amazing. Next question. Have I adequately nourished my body today? Woo! This is a really important question, especially in the summer. I know sometimes it's easy to fall into the trap of wanting to look quote unquote less bloated in photos at the beach. And sometimes I've been there where I don't eat enough food because I want to look skinny, but food is so important. Food is fuel. If you don't have enough fuel in your tank, you're going to crash and burn. And that whole myth about looking bloated, whatever, from food, I'm going to just say it. I'm going to lay it out here. If you're feeling like you get really bloated from eating, I would dive into seeing if there's something going on with your gut, because when we eat foods that are the right type of fuel, that are good for our individual body, our body shouldn't get super bloated. So bloat is actually, think of it like a car signal showing you that something's not working quite right in your body because there's all that excess gas happening. So you might be worth looking into your gut health and seeing what's going on there. That's a total side factor. If you guys want another gut health episode, let me know. I have a guest that I'm considering having on Healthy But Human, who I think would be really awesome. We did a gut health episode last year and you guys loved it, but that was a total side note. Just wanted to let you guys know that, because bloat is a sign. Think of it like a signal. Your body's like, yo, something's not going on right. Okay, anyways, moving on. Next question. What is something that I love about me? Could be inside, outside. Take a moment to just hype yourself up like a best friend. Give yourself a compliment. You deserve it. Maybe give yourself a little hug, a little squeeze. Just thanking your body for being so amazing and healthy and strong. Your body is doing the best it can. Okay, final question. Where do I want to see myself by the end of 2024? And I always love incorporating my faith into this podcast. So if you have a relationship with God, this is where I love just incorporating Him, inviting God into our goals, our visions. I mean, like, God, where do you see me for the end of 2024? Setting vision with God is the best. And that's something I love to do. Okay, so, let's get into it. Quick life update. Last week, my mom came down to Florida to help me design my nursery for my baby. It is so crazy. I am currently between 29 and 30 weeks pregnant. For anyone who is not familiar with the weeks in pregnancy, I was not before I got pregnant. Typically, you're due between like 39, 40 weeks. I mean, sometimes people go later, like 42 weeks. But it's so crazy to me. I feel like it is flying by. I have literally just a couple more months to go of this pregnancy. And wow, it is really becoming real. I documented the whole thing on my personal Instagram, Callie Gwally. If you want to follow me, come say hi. But I documented it. I took photos and we kind of went for a cute little beachy, surfery, jungly aesthetic of the nursery. So it was really funny because I was not expecting to go with a colorful rug. I feel like a lot of the nursery inspo I found on Pinterest was very neutrals with an accent color as pink or whatever. And I definitely wanted to incorporate more color into the nursery because color is super good for your baby's brain development. And it was really fun because we actually went to Home Goods and we found this rug. We found two rugs that we were obsessed with. The first one was this really cute little minty green rug with, I think, Montastera? Leaves? I don't know if that's how I should say it. Anyway, it's a type of super tropical plant leaf. The leaf outlines are all over the rug and it's so cute. It really ties in the greenery from the backyard to the inside of the house. And then the other rug that we actually got both of them to see which one we liked better. And the other one was a cute kind of like cream colored rug with some blue all over it. It was really cool, like a gray blue. I actually thought we were gonna go with that one first because I have this chair that is a gray color, like a gray reclinery chair. It's really cute, but I thought it was gonna look better with the other rug. But anyways, we got them both, cross compared, decided we loved the green one, returned the other one, and it is such a just dreamy room. My mom is literally amazing and she painted like a scalloped kind of design pattern on the wall. So the kind of halfway point of the wall, maybe a little less, is this really cute pink color. And then the top of the wall is like, how do I describe this? The bottom half of the wall is pink, and then instead of it just being like a flat line, it's cute little scallops. And I'll show you photos via IG. If you go under my nursery inspo, you can see. Anyways, that is the little last week's project. It was so fun. Me and my mom hadn't had just like a girls' hangout trip in a very long time since, honestly, last July when we looked for my wedding dress, which was so crazy. That was like a year ago. Wow. But we hadn't just hung out us for a very long time. She lives in Pittsburgh with my dad. So I live in Florida. And so it's not the easiest to see them very frequently. But it was such a treat. We went to the same coffee shop like 3 days in a row and got this fancy toast. I was like mother, like daughter. I didn't say anything because I wanted to go. So I don't know if anyone else is like this, but when you find something you like, so for example, I found the raspberry matcha I'm obsessed with at this coffee shop called Gilbert's. If you live in Stewart, you need to go to Gilbert's if you haven't already. This is my favorite coffee shop. It's on a little marina. It is dreamy. It is so cute. Their drinks are amazing. But they have this really good toast. I think it's called Garden Toast. It has hummus on it. They have, it's a little tomatoes, cucumbers, balsamic. It's delicious. Anyways, we got it one day and then I was really wanting it the next day, but I didn't say anything because, you know, I didn't want to be the person that's like, let's go to the same place every day. But sometimes I get like that when I really like something. But my mom was like, do you want to go back to Gilbert's? And I was like, oh my goodness, yes. We are clearly, very clearly mom-daughter duo because we got the same taste. So we went back, I want to say two more times. But it was so fun. I miss her. I really, really miss my mom. But I'll see her soon because baby is coming very soon and they'll be back. But other than that, John was out of town last week. I missed him so much. He went to a Young Life camp. He was a leader there. And it was seriously truly a mom-daughter week of fun. But he's back now, which is amazing. And we've kind of been resetting. It's Tuesday when I'm recording this. So we've been resetting since he got back super late on Saturday night. So we've been resetting, honestly, yesterday. And then a little bit today, I'm going to do some more reset stuff. But that is the life updates. Oh my goodness, another life update. Wow. So many updates for you. I am currently working on a little dream project of mine. I am trying to have a Pilates studio out of my garage. I mentioned this before. So I'm currently working on it. As of now, I'm having Pilates and Praise classes there, which is my little ministry that I do on Saturdays where I teach Pilates and have super hype, fun worship music playing, and I add affirmations rooted in scripture, and I read scripture at the end over these girls. It is so fun. I've been doing it for a couple months now, but I've been having it in my garage, just like a fun little thing. Anyways, working on that project still. I'm a little nervous. I need to dive. I feel like entrepreneurship is one of those things where I just learn new things constantly, and I'm like researching very in-depth legal stuff, and I'm like, I don't even know what any of this means. But I have some of that to do today. So I'm going to dive in, figure out what a fictitious name means. Anyone listening who's a lawyer and wants to help me and tell me what that means, let me know. Because apparently I need a fictitious name. But moving on from that, let's not get too entrepreneurial today. Whew, let's dive in to today's topic. I don't know what I'm going to call the episode quite yet, but I was thinking halfway through the year glow up recipe. Some sort of like all of these tips are, it's like a recipe because these are all different ingredients and steps that we need to create a better you. So I just thought of that and I hope you appreciate it. I was feeling creative today. So we're going to start with our five goal setting steps and then we're going to dive into just some quick little ideas I have for you. So first of all, I just want to dive into goal setting. I know it's one of those things where we hear it all the time. Set goals. You need to have goals. Blah, blah, blah. But let's really talk about what makes a good goal for us. Because every single person's different and everyone operates differently and is driven by different things. I know for a fact that I'm a very rewards-driven person. So if I know that I'm going to get a reward for doing something, I tend to be more motivated to do it. Also, deadlines drive me a lot. If I have a deadline, I get things done, which is why setting daily to-do lists has been really good for me because it gives me purpose each day in terms of, okay, I need to get these things done today, cross them off the list, and it just has been so helpful. I feel like I don't procrastinate nearly as much as I did before. Something I'm very passionate about talking about on this podcast is the importance of taking care of our hormonal health. When I first got my period, I remember thinking my world was over and I would never not experience painful periods and feel like crying 24/7 the week leading up to the period. I know how frustrating the hormone journey can feel when nothing works and you just feel so out of control in your own body, which is why I'm super pumped to introduce you to Hormone Harmony, a complete plant-based hormone support for women that adapts to the body's unique needs and can help maintain optimal hormone levels, relieve occasional bloating and mild mood swings while improving sleep quality and supporting weight management. Okay, but why Hormone Harmony? Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens like ashwagandha extract that help the body adapt to any stressors like big hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Hormone Harmony also has this ingredient I love called maca root extract, which I've personally used for a while now because it has been shown to provide sustained energy, relieve mild mood swings, and support a healthy desire and drive. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier and is trusted by over 1.2 million customers, with women saying that they are finally feeling like themselves again. And Happy Mammoth is awesome because they make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CALLIE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CALLIE for 15% off today. Let me know if you try Hormone Harmony and what you think.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
So I want you to just start off with a little self-reflection, and I recommend grabbing a piece of paper, grab a journal. This is going to be a pretty interactive episode, but if you're not able to do that, just listen and you can come back and do this stuff later. But I think the first thing I want you to just really think about and ask yourself is what drives me in terms of motivation. Motivation is fleeting. It's definitely something that we don't want to always rely on when we're working towards goals, just because it doesn't constantly stay. I think that consistency is a lot more impactful than motivation. So once we have built good habits in our life that are just completely built into our lifestyle, we don't even have to think about doing them. They're just part of our life. That's what we're going for in terms of setting and building good habits in our life. And we'll get more into this, but I really believe that habits make up attaining our goals. In order to create or have the goals happen, we have to have steps and habits to get there. So that's just my little take on it. But think about what drives you really fast. Maybe pause the podcast, ponder on it. We're going to move on to just some adjectives that I really think are great to use when deciding if a goal that you set for yourself is a good goal to have. So these are adjectives that I think have helped me a lot in my life. So you can ask yourself, is the goal blank? So is the goal that I set realistic? Is it sustainable? Is it measurable? Is it fun? Is it purposeful? I think purposeful and fun are truly some of the most impactful and important things to take into consideration when you set goals. Even if the goal, let's say, is for yourself to, I don't know why I'm thinking of this, but lose weight, for example, if that's your goal, how can you have fun doing that? I think I've had that goal before, and frankly, it was not fun for me because I didn't love my body and love myself during the process. But losing weight doesn't have to suck. You can look for really fun, exciting new recipes to try that are filled with nutrients that are a lot better for your body and how your body functions, and get creative with that. So that's like one way you can make a goal really fun. I think another thing to be purposeful is really ask yourself the deeper question of why do I have this goal for myself? So let's say you have a goal to build a business. You want to start a knitting company. why do I want to have a knitting company? Maybe it's been a childhood passion of yours. Maybe you are feeling scarcity in your life and you're wanting to make more money. So I think it's really important to just come down to, is this why driving this? Is it a really fruitful why? Or is it a why that maybe is rooted in a lie that I've been believing? So if it's scarcity, for example, it's obviously great to make money. It's not bad to want to make money, right? But I think from my personal experience, when I have been operating out of a place of scarcity mindset towards goals, it is so much less fruitful. It's way less fun. It's just frankly stressful. So that's why it's so important to figure out, like, why am I doing this for any sort of goal? Even if it's maybe something that's less deep, it's like, I want to improve my skin, for example. I mean, that's not less deep at all. That's a very important goal, obviously, but just asking yourself, like, why do I want to have better skin? Is it to impress other people, or is it because I genuinely want to take care of my skin and my skin barrier and make sure that everything on my skin is clean and healthy and working properly? So anyways, let's move on. Let's get into some of our 5 goal setting steps. These are just what I would do if I was to set new goals. And I definitely am really pumped to do this myself. So the first thing is to revisit your 2024 January goals. Since we're doing a little goal refresh, since it's halfway through the year, I want you to look back and see what goals did you have in 2024 at the beginning of the year. And I just got a little cramp in my foot. Even more importantly, if you didn't set January 2024 goals, you can just ask yourself now, like, brain dump, what are some goals you have for yourself now? If you set goals and they change, just take a moment, revisit the goals, and then brain dump on paper. They don't have to be your final goals that you have. Just dump down things that you would like to see happen in your life, things that you want to improve. Just start dumping them down. And now step number 2, once you have the brain dump, I want you to grab a highlighter or a colorful pen or something. And I want you to just start to circle. Let's circle your top 5, okay? So think in terms of importance, what you want to do first in your life. Maybe you want to get closer to the Lord. That's one of your goals that you have. And that's super important to you. That'd be one of the ones you circle. Maybe it's you want to get stronger this year. Physically stronger. Circle that one. Maybe it's you want to revamp your closet. Circle it. Just whatever it is, take a moment there and circle them. And then I want you to rank in order of importance these top 5. So 1 to 5, write down what you want to do first. And then number 3, this is so important. Ask yourself for each of these goals, and you can write down next to the goals the answer, because I think that's so important to write down. Get it out of your brain. Be so honest with yourself. Why do I have this goal? And I'm telling you, be honest. Don't lie to yourself. It can also be many reasons why you have it. Just write them all down. Okay. And now, number 4. Is I want you to pick the top 3 out of your list. Top 3. And we're going to make a game plan for each of these 3 goals. I recommend, and this is obviously everyone's different, but I recommend having one goal per different area of your life. So when I say areas, I say mind, body, spirit. If you have all of them for your body, that's fine. But I do recommend having kind of different areas you can work on so it's not crazy overwhelming in one area. And so for a game plan, I want you to just start by, sometimes it helps to work backwards here. For each of these different goals, start by working at the end result. So let's pick a goal, for example, is you want to hold a plank you want to get physically stronger, okay? That's your goal. So let's say, asking yourself, how can I measure this goal is a really great way to figure out what the end result's going to look like. So maybe the end result is going to be you can hold a plank for a minute straight. Write that down And now I want you to work backwards. How are you going to get to a minute straight of holding a plank? And maybe the next thing after holding it for a minute straight would be hold the plank for 45 seconds. Hold the plank for 30 seconds. Hold the plank for 15 seconds. Hold the plank for 10 seconds. Hold a modified plank for 30 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Just work backwards. And this might take some brain power. It's okay. Just start with that game plan. I'm telling you, it's going to help you get there. And once you get to the first step, just circle it. Step number one. Okay, the next thing, number five in our goal setting little five-step plan, is set a deadline for yourself to complete the goal steps. We circled the first step. I want you to write down a realistic deadline next to that step, number one. Maybe highlight it, maybe star it, and now go to the next step, step number two, for each of your goals, each of your three goals, and write down the next deadline for that. And then you get the gist, move on to the next one. And if you are a rewards-driven person, I want you to give yourself, next to some of these different milestones towards the goal, rewards. So maybe if you are driven by matcha lattes, once you hit step number three, you get to go out, get yourself a delicious matcha latte from your favorite coffee shop. Do you get the gist? So those are the five steps I have for really, really getting organized and getting down to the nitty-gritty for your goals. Definitely pause this, re-listen to it as you need to really just make this plan for yourself. I think that writing this down either on your phone notes or on a piece of paper, taping it where you see it every day, is really going to help you get there. Also too, if you have those deadlines, you can add them to your phone calendar so that you don't forget those deadlines are approaching you. Okay, so quickly, let's just move into some fun ideas I have for mind, body, spirit, some good examples I've been personally working on that I want to share with you. And for these different areas, if you're still kind of stumped on the first step of the goal setting plan, which is to just brain dump goals, pick goals for this year, I love asking myself in these three different areas of mind, body, and spirit, where can I glow up here? Or where can I improve? So I think it really comes down to humbling ourselves, first of all. If you're sitting there like, I don't need to improve anywhere. I'm going to be the tough love kind of friend and say, you can always improve. We are ever evolving people, and it's important to know that we have lots of room to improve and continue to get better in our life. There's never a point in our life where we're like the best, you know? But also that doesn't mean be mean to yourself. I'm just trying to say it's important to not get complacent. I've been complacent before. I thought I was the best of the best and I didn't need to do anything else. And you know what? That is a recipe for failure right there. But let's get into these. Mind. Here are some examples I've been loving. So something that let's just say, for example, one goal is to learn more. These are very vague goals, but I love reading before bed. So in order to learn more, an action step is to read more before bed instead of going on my phone. Also, doing another fun little goal maybe is to get certified in something, doing a certification course. Also, I think journaling is a really good little daily habit. If, let's say, your goal is you want to get a little bit more self-aware and you want to work through some areas that are causing you to feel stressed, journaling is so good. Or maybe you want to up your writing skills. How do you do that? You can journal every day. You can write little short stories, things like that. And then for body, here's some things that I really like. I've been really enjoying doing that are just some good little habits. These aren't so much goals, I want to say. These are more healthy habits that you can add into your life to help you hit your goals. So these are good habits. The one that I've been loving, I talked about, is meal prep and also eating out X amount of times per week. That has been, that's like more of a goal example. If your goal is to save money on food, okay, one way to reduce spending a lot of money on food is to eat out less, cook more. So how many times a week do you want to try and eat out? And then also I think for body, this is just more of like a good way to measure your fitness goals. Let's say one of your goals is you want to see results and progress from working out. So weight, you can weigh yourself, but I will say that that's not a great way to see a full picture of what is happening with your training, because let's be real, muscle weighs more than fat. So when I was working out a lot and going to the gym and stuff, I found myself getting frustrated because I wasn't really weighing less. I'd weigh myself constantly. It wasn't a very healthy relationship I had with my body. I've talked about that before. But it was frustrating because my weight wasn't changing, but my body was changing. But that's the thing. As you're building muscle, your body can look totally different, but you might weigh the same or weigh more because muscle's heavier. So that's one little thing I just want to say about weight, is don't get discouraged by numbers with weight because it's not the full picture. That's why I really like to measure more of my fitness progress in terms of strength goals, because then I'm like, okay, my body is getting stronger. It's a really easy, free way to see where you're at with fitness. And one of those ways is the plank test. How long can you hold a plank for? Maybe you struggle to do a push-up. A really great goal for yourself could be, I'm going to challenge myself to do 10 push-ups with really good form. So that'd be a great way to measure your strength progress as well. And then like moving into the final one, spirit. This one, I think the question to ask yourself is a little different than where can I glow up here? Because spiritual is more of your relationship with God. So I think the question is, where am I at right now with God? And then what areas feel rocky in my relationship or don't feel as good in my relationship? And then go into those areas and see where can you really work on setting goals for yourself with it, with getting closer to the Lord. And I want to just say too, this is where I think there is a lot of just the religious element that can be, that can happen with the relationship with God, because people get really into setting habits and becoming super disciplined with, let's say, reading their Bible every day, praying for a certain length of time every day. But the thing is, on a spiritual level, it's not the same as healthy habits for goals. It's a relationship with someone else. And so I think it's really important to more so ask God, like, hey, where does our relationship need work right now? And making it more of a goal to improve your relationship with God rather than prove to God how amazing of a Christian you are by how much you do. Because that's not how the Lord calls us to be in a relationship with Him. It's so easy to get sucked into that. I want to read my Bible every day, so I'm a good Christian, that kind of thing. But seriously, like, maybe God just wants you to start to pour out more of your heart to Him every day. Maybe he wants you to just lean on Him when you're having a hard time. Maybe He wants you to start journaling and taking time to listen to His voice. So those are just some tangible examples for spirit that I think have been helping me a lot in my life as well. Because I mean, I've fallen down that path so easily of wanting to be like, oh, I am having a 30-minute quiet time every day. I'm great with God right now. But that's just not how that works. I've been learning that so much. But anyways, I'm going to finish off our episode here. I really hope you like these tips. I hope you like some of these habit ideas. I have more healthy habit ideas on the series. Like I mentioned, I'll link it below if you want to give it a listen. And I really fast, before we just close out, I wanted to give a little shout out to some of our Healthy Be Human listeners. I get a lot of really just amazing DMs, and I'm so thankful for you guys. So I want to just take a moment to just show you some gratitude and just thank you. So this is a DM I got from Sophie. She said, "Hey, I just had to reach out about your recent episode on Real Talk. I've been listening to podcasts since I was 16, and discovering yours in college was one of the best things that happened. I've looked up to you for so long, and thank you for sharing your struggles too." And so I just wanted to just honor and thank Sophie for this sweet DM. It just makes me truly so joyful just reading these, because I think sometimes, I mean, I'm recording to a computer right now, and it's just so beautiful to know the Lord is pushing out the podcast to people and truly inspiring them and helping them. And I'm just so thankful that my story can help you guys, even if in the moment it doesn't make sense to me why it's happening. So I just want to just thank you so much, you guys, for your kind messages. They are so sweet and you're amazing. But on that note, I have one quick announcement. We have our Pilates Strength Summer Challenge just launched on Sweaty Studio. I'm giving away a free month for you guys to do the challenge. So definitely take advantage of that if you are wanting to increase your weight. I created this challenge because last year I got a gym membership. I wanted to add more resistance to my training. I loved it, but I will say I found myself very bored during the just doing the sets and then waiting and doing another set and waiting, all the things. It just wasn't my favorite style of workout. I love Pilates. I love the flow, constant form of movement kind of workout. So I wanted to create a workout style that blends the two, because let's be real, weights are so good for us. So anyways, I created my own version of strength Pilates, where you have heavy weight in Pilates flows. It's so good. We got affirmations packed in as always. And this challenge is super fun. The workout split is strength Pilates. Next day is just a Pilates, mat Pilates class to give your muscles and body a breather. Then the day after that is another strength Pilates. It kind of alternates between the two, and it's really fun. So go check it out. It's 4 weeks long and you can do it at any time. But on that note, if you are wanting to hit your physical goals, this is a really great way to dive in and really give yourself the extra oomph at the halfway point of the year. But let's move on from there. I just hope you have a blessed, amazing week. Thanks for listening to the show. It helps so much when you leave a review and when you tag me in your stories on Instagram. I'll repost you at Callie Gwally, or you can tag me at Healthy But Human Pod. Otherwise, I'm just sending you all the love in the world. You are amazing. You're beautiful. You're one of a kind. God made you for a purpose with a purpose, and never doubt that you are here for a reason. All right, I'll see you next time. Bye, my gorgeous queen.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.